Blog Talk Radio.
Lord. Amen. Let us bless God for our bishop.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God for everybody that's here. Praise God. Thank God for that portion of the truth. Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. Thank God for all that we all do. Praise God. Thank God. Praise God. You know,
another day that we can get together, another day that we can get his life, another
Glory to God. The power in the word of God. Glory to God. The Son of God, all-powerful God. Whatever will be so glad. Ain't you glad that's not a God that live on the count that can beat God up? Glory to God. All the sin that the devil has is all that you start the box with God. Glory to God. Amen. So
You have to find the way to
My father is crying and complaining. Get down and pray. Deep, deep, deep. The heart of the people get in the car. He didn't do it by himself. We got some help. Sometimes you have to call for help. Call for help. I remember back in the days when, long before I got saved, I was wide open. I'm talking about wide open. I was jumping in my bedroom. And I wasn't just messing around. I said, oh, yeah. I said, come on, come on. I said, like, no. I went out. It was longer than I wanted to. But when I came home, my father, after a while, I started coming home. And I got the 12 million in the house. This is all the I got to talk to the front door. I look at the front door. That's what all the people are doing. So, I said, that's okay. I'll go in the back. I went around the back of the house, come in the back, go all in the kitchen. And the preacher wants you to come up there. I said, for what? I want to pray for you. Pray. I said, that was one time. This thing went on and on, and that prayer went on and on, and because of that prayer, it was praying, somewhere down the line, I had to make a turnaround. Things stopped falling off, things stopped dropping away, things stopped going away, and here I am here today, running up in this church. Who you can tell somebody what happened? You don't get it right. God got a way of bringing you to your team, God got a way of getting you. God got a way of changing you. Or you turn me on. Somebody was praying. Not only just somebody, but a whole bunch of them. A whole crowd of people. I don't know how many people there were. I never got a chance to count them all. There were more than 10 in the city. And we were in a park. I told you, don't come home because I didn't know what's down there. I didn't have to leave. How could I get in his house? I couldn't figure out how to get in that house without getting sick. Y'all look like they were able to sit down. But now, I didn't have no understanding what was going on. All I know was, but I had no understanding. But now, since I found out what all that was about, I thank God that you thought enough of a man that you was married to and prayed until that God would save him when he's out of his self, because he ain't going to do it on his own. You got to come here, God, and help in your heart and man to get saved. So God came in and did just faith. And now I'm glad that somebody prayed. Because people kind of forget, you know what? Father. Think you were going to go down the line. But you didn't do it. Pray. Now, that's why I sometimes say things that you know that God has done for you, things that God has given you. The job that you own,
to do whatever it is that God tells him to do. Bible said when the devil was kicked out of heaven, the Bible said that the place where he lived at, you can't even find a place where he lived at. God knows everything. Everything left out of heaven. The place where he was saved, you can't even find nothing but where he was. Jesus said he saw him come down out of heaven like lightning. So that's how he come down. So we got something to say. We got something. We don't have to walk around with a hung down head. God just saved us for that. He didn't save us for well. We know we can always say, well, you don't think that thing's going right, but you got to ask yourself, what is it that I am not doing and causing me to be in the situation that I'm in? You have to ask yourself these questions. Ask yourself. You're going to come to it in a way, but it's not. If you don't come to it, guess what? You just suffer the consequences all of your life, and guess what? You die with it and go away and go home to be dead. But Jesus said, I came that you have life and you have it more abundantly. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. So now you have the Spirit of the Lord. You got something going for you. But God told you that your Spirit came in and said, fear not. The battle is not yours. We got some battles we have to wear them all the time. I often tell people, I said, you know what, you're going to be in a battle. And I said, but you know what, though? You might lose the battle, you're going to lose the war. Because if you lose the war, you're going to lose. You got to go on with your health. You're going to always be on your health. There's always going to be something in this life that you got to overcome. You got to always overcome something. But see, we share with God.
Let God fix you. But you got to do some fun to be faithful. But you were telling your heart to fix all of them.
on tomorrow. Believe you the prophet. We don't get too many times. We don't want to believe when the word comes out because we're taking that word in. We're wiping that word. We're wiping it up.
The car.
Thank you.